The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Conservation Fund's Farmland Conservation Project for North Leeward Farmers completed its fourth component in December of 2022. It involved installing vetiver grass systems in 18 North Leeward Farm sites ranging from Petty Bordel in the north to Belisle's Correctional Facility in the south. The project, designed and managed by Vonnie Rodette and implemented by local NGO Hand to Earth, aimed to restore over 70 vetiver grass hedgerows known in the area as lavender grass.
Well, Hand to Earth design projects that are highly collaborative, so we really favour partnerships with the stakeholders such as the farmers and the community. So this project is working with 22 farmers. We have actually trained 35 farmers in the Trumaka, Halls Hill, Petty Bazell, Rosebank area in how to use vetiver for farmland restoration. So those are the people that we're working with, and Hand to Earth collaborates very closely with community members.
Ms. Rodette said the project seeks to repair the hedgerows and prevent soil loss to benefit the livelihoods of farmer occupants.
So far we have, apart from the workshop training of 35 farmers, they were trained in land contouring, soil microbiology, and how to determine the conditions for plant growth through testing soil and observing how plants are growing. And they also discovered how to plant vetiver grass in their farm supports the soil, the regeneration of the soil. The project provided them with all the technical support they needed to establish the vetiver system in their farms. They assisted with a variety of seeds so that they're now growing a diverse range of produce in their farms and generating income through that as well.
Project manager for local NGO Hand to Earth, Vonnie Rodette. In addition to the 18-farm installation, three vetiver nurseries have been established in Trumaka, Belmont, and Belisle's Correctional Facility. The nurseries will provide a renewable resource of vetiver plants to do extended planting to control land erosion in the area. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.